following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. When it comes to finding the perfect gift for Father's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com is the best place to go. So many unique gifts for Dad. He'll love them all. High-quality plants, bonsai, gourmet treats, including delicious cookies, rich chocolate-covered strawberries and pretzels, and an assortment of gift baskets inspired by Dad's interests, with themes like golfing, poker, and fishing. And right now, I've got an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers.com for Father's Day. 20% off their best-selling Father's Day collection. Sending Dad a personal gift he'll love for as low as $19.99. You can't beat that. But the only way you can get 20% off these unique Father's Day gifts, if you order from 1-800-Flowers.com now, and only if you use my first name. To get the 20% off for Father's Day, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Even from your mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug is currently running a bit behind, so Damon Day here, bringing the Doug and Daddy Show to you, riding a little solo. And for any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants. Got a busy show today. Don't quite know who's all on it yet, but I do know that we'll be visiting with UNK Loper baseball player Brian Wiest, discussing with him his third-place finish in the Tino Martinez Division II Player of the Year Award, as well as discussing with him the draft that is currently going on. Him probably looking more towards Saturday when we get into the later rounds of it. But a lot going on in the area of sports, a lot of all-star games that we'll be touching base on and covering. And as we speak of the moment, here comes the host, the one and only Doug Duda.
It's great to see you under pressure, man.
I just would like the listeners to email you and let you know I nailed it. I didn't do bad.
Man.
I did not do bad for an untrained radio personality.
Oh, we are jam-packed. Brian Wiest going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, one of your Lopers, now ex-Lopers. Expect to hear his name in the draft this weekend. And finished third in the balloting for the Tino Martinez Award, which goes to the Player of the Year. Also, we're going to be talking with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network to preview the Belmont. And Brian Munson of Big Red Report will give us the latest on what's going on with Husker recruiting and everything else that there is going on with the Huskers right now. And again, I hope folks... I just don't get it. And I know it's all television, but even television's got to be smarter than this. Hope you like breakfast. Hope you love early games for the Huskers. Announced this morning that the Nebraska-UCLA game, a Pac-12 school out of the Pacific time zone. Do I have to even go any farther to tell you what time that you're going to kick off? When ABC doesn't even put early games on in September? That's right, 11 a.m.
So that's 9 o'clock for our friends out on the West.
And then when we go there, it's a night game.
Yeah.
What the hell? Who's making these stupid decisions? Is that the only way we can be on national? I mean, Nebraska has no say over it. UCLA has no say over it. It's all television. We're going to play at 11 in the morning. I just don't get it. That is the third 11 a.m. game. UCLA, Illinois, Iowa, all at home, all 11 a.m. City of Lincoln just got to love it.
No. I don't think the Chamber of Commerce is writing fan letters right now to the powers that be with the television. But you know what? If you're going to pick a school to play that early in the morning, you're going to pick the Huskers because people are still going to watch. You know, in some parts of the country, you pick the wrong time frame, and there's no one watching. So, I mean, they know the Huskers are going to watch. They know that it's going to draw, you know, the casual observer out on the East Coast where it's noon, lunch hour, you know, before the SEC 3:30 primetime game goes on CBS. People are going to want to watch it or whatnot. And so, you know, it's not necessarily great for us, the fan, but it makes sense from a, if you can take the fandom out of it, it probably makes sense from a, you know, UCLA, Nebraska, unfortunately, doesn't carry the same weight that it once did. But I don't really know if UCLA was ever really a football juggernaut. But the Huskers were. And nowadays with TV, like you said it best, TV rules the roost. Everything runs the roost. You know, I'll be interested to say now for those home games now if UNK now pushes back to 3:30, 4 o'clock for their start time. You know, in that, because there's such that heavy balancing act of you don't want to, you definitely in this state don't want to offset the scurs, but you're right, the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce cannot be happy.
Let's just look, okay, at some of the games that are on September the 14th, because that has a bearing on, you know, if you already know, and I think, and I'm looking here, I think Alabama and A&M might play on the 14th, but even if they do, that's not going to be on ABC, and they do, it's on CBS. So
is that a 7 p.m. game or is that 3:30?
That's a 3:30/2:30 Central Time.
Okay.
Central Time game. But I'm just going to scan here as quickly as I can and see what other games might be more intriguing for an afternoon or an evening contest. Boston College at USC. I mean, look at this. This is terrible. Scanning, still scanning. I'm even looking at some of them that are on ESPN and the television networks. Fresno State at Colorado, Nevada at Florida State, Tennessee at Oregon. There's a potential television game.
Who really wants to watch Tennessee these days? I mean, yeah, Grant, you want to see
Notre Dame at Purdue.
Ooh.
Night game.
There you go.
Night game. Wisconsin at Ohio State.
That's on all three channels, right? The Notre Dame-Purdue game? Yeah. Is that all three major networks that's covering that prime time?
I'm serious. There's not a 2:30 game, and there's not in any of these to-be-announced games on the 14th of September that is a better matchup. I just don't get it.
If you're a Husker fan, do you rather play at 11, or do you rather play the 2:30 game up against Alabama A&M?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to go to the game. You're going to plan your day around the Husker game.
Yeah.
More so than watching Alabama A&M.
And there are very few people that watch Alabama A&M. They're going to be caring about UCLA, maybe some Nebraska. And still, Damon, it could be a night game. But since Notre Dame is on the road, that'll probably be an ABC game, Notre Dame at Purdue. Because Notre Dame home games, obviously, on NBC. But anyway, there you go. Tennis this morning, Rafael Nadal does get the 9-7 win over the fifth set over Novak Djokovic, and that had just concluded a few minutes ago. So that's going on. NBA Finals, how much did you watch last night?
None.
Very competitive, very close.
But I was very happy to see the outcome.
And the Spurs win it 92-88. Game two now, not until Sunday. That'll be Sunday.
You need those 2 days off.
Especially when you're not traveling.
Exactly. When you're still staying in Miami.
Now, I get that the Sunday night is exactly what you want. I get that. But they really stay away from Fridays and Saturdays as much as they can. But so it'll be Sunday, and then they'll travel, and then they'll be playing Tuesday, Thursday, and then Sunday again if a Game 5 is necessary in San Antonio.
I know I'm not an NBA fan, and they talk about all the time that, you know, to get the ratings numbers that they want, you have to draw in the casual fan. You have to get that guy who may not really be planning his day around the game, but to get him to stop by and watch. I personally feel, and I know that I'm not an NBA guy whatsoever, the spacing of the playoffs. What, the playoffs have been going on since March? I mean, really, I can't even tell you. I mean, that's hard to follow all the way through.
It helps the NHL. because people are going, oh, there's no basketball tonight. Click. Oh, there's NHL.
Yeah.
I think it helps the NHL playoffs. Love to hear from you on the program today. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. You can give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line. You can also email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. All kinds of ways to get a hold of us. There's lots of All-Star games going on this weekend, and we are going to talk about what else is going on in the world of sports. Nebraska Danger playing tonight as well on the road. Folks, while you're out, you're about, you're busy, you're going places, 7 days a week they're open for you at Big Daddy's Deli. Two locations in Hastings at 610 East South and 801 West 2nd, or on top of the hill in Kearney at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Damon, who's going to be on Fridays now for a while, pick me a number. I'm going to get you a sandwich. What do you want here?
47.
47 is the pastrami Reuben.
Bad choice.
You're not a pastrami guy?
I'm not a Reuben guy.
Not a Reuben guy. Well, that's the beauty, though. You got to try them. You got to see what's going on.
How many different choices do we have?
A bazillion.
Exactly. That's what I was going to go
with. A bazillion. We'll throw you out. You'd probably take the old world combo, hard salami, pepperoni, ham.
Yeah.
You'd nail that one out of the ballpark.
That sounds delicious right now.
The 16 is the all-American combo with ham, turkey, and roast beef. Can't ever go wrong there. Your bread, your topping.
What about number 12?
Number 12, oh. Holy moly, how have I not seen that one before? It's the Bacon Club, turkey, and bacon.
You can't go wrong with bacon.
12's going next. It's very close to the 48, salami, turkey, and bacon.
I'm going with the 12.
It doesn't matter, folks, what you get. It is excellent, and you get it the way you want. Make a combo meal out of it at Big Daddy's Deli. Two locations in Hastings and also on the top of the hill in Kearney. We'll be back and talk with Brian Wiest, who is going to hear his name in the Major League Baseball draft right after this.
Orb won the Kentucky Derby. Oxbow won the Preakness. Now watch Orb versus Oxbow in a classic rematch in the $1 million Belmont Stakes. Simulcast for wagering Saturday at Fodder Park. Be there for the Belmont. Plus world-class racing from 20 tracks, including Hollywood, Pimlico, Churchill, Arlington. The $1 million Belmont Stakes plus Keno, full dining and bar. Simulcasting starts 10:35 a.m. Saturday. Clubhouse opens 1 p.m. Fodder Park, Grand Island.
Here's a sad football stat. 70% of first-round picks never make a Pro Bowl. Look, football's a business, and like your business, you try to manage risk and avoid hassles. Here's a brilliant solution. Eliminate business hassles by moving your business to Regis. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golf.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
High school all-star football action moves to Hastings College on June 15th when 24 of the best eight-man players, including notables from Central Nebraska, divide east against west in the 36th annual Sertoma eight-man game. Live from Hastings College, expect lots of scoring and the play-by-play on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. When you're out of range, download the Classic Hits 98.9 FM smartphone app or listen online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Look for some sunshine to continue as we head through the day today with a high of 78. Winds will be shifting to the southeast late in the day to 5 to 10. Then an isolated chance for a shower storm develops late tonight with a low temperature around 58. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on today's program. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Brian Wiest, Loper, hoping to get his name drawn this weekend. Gina Bucola, TVG, and Brian Munson, Big Red Report.
You're a horse guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it.
There's a polo commercial on ESPN. Have you ever played polo?
No.
Seen polo?
Live, no. On TV, yes.
Is it soccer on horses?
It's croquet on horses.
Croquet on horses.
But it's also soccer. Yeah, that's accurate.
Because, I mean, those guys look cool.
Big mallet.
Those guys look cool.
Knocking that croquet type of ball around. It's heavy.
It looks
ball.
Like a cool thing to want to do. But I've never seen it.
I just don't know about horses running around like running into each other. How do you – that would just seem – I mean, soccer's crazy. Imagine running full bore head to head with those horses running into each other.
Or someone uses their mallet as a joust. I don't know. I just
that
found
would
that
be fun.
I consider myself a connoisseur of sports. I've actually watched cricket when I was in Jamaica for my honeymoon. They watch they have like Monday night cricket matches. It's like Monday night football.
That must have been a great honeymoon. Wow.
I'm just saying that I consider myself a connoisseur of all sports. But I've never seen polo, except for the polo Ralph Lauren commercials.
Yeah.
So I just figured you being a horse guy, do they have that in Nebraska? Is there a polo yard or whatever they call it?
I don't know. I not that I know of. Maybe some of the listeners can fill us in. Where would a guy go to watch
the
polo
Nebraska
in the United States?
Polo Association.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. They have hunts like the English do, fox hunts. So there are plenty of things out there to do. Doug and Danny Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda along with Damon Day, and we are pleased to welcome to the program as hopefully his name is called here in the next day or two for the Major League Baseball draft, which got underway last night. Brian Wiest, the Loper who finished third in the Tino Martinez balloting and had an outstanding year. First team, all MIAA, all region. Brian, hey, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Danny Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing great. You know, we have sometimes it's pretty boring around here, but it's very busy, and one of the things we're keeping our eyes on is this draft. What are you hearing? Are you anxious, nervous, or are you just pretty confident?
Well, to be completely honest, I'm going completely insane.
What are you hearing? I guess take me through what you've been doing since the season ended. Coach Day has been talking about all the workouts you've had, being down in Texas, traveling, trying to show everybody maybe a little extra of what you got. Who do you think's interested, and what have you been doing to try to get better?
Well, after the season was over, I spent most of my time moving out of our house. But I got back to Texas, and I actually had a workout with the Texas Rangers out at a local high school. And I just took BP and ran 60s and threw around for them. But other than that, I've been talking to some teams have checked in, to see what I was thinking, things like that. And then right now, I've been in close contact with my advisor, and he's been talking to teams all day for the past two or three days and trying to work out deals and stuff like that, seeing where I'm going to go. And it's really kind of confusing from my end, but at least he knows what's going on.
Brian, you had this Coach Day here, and you know we've gotten to talk numerous times about it. But something for the listeners here is I discussed how you know we've had great years in the RMAC, and then this year you do it in the MIAA, and it's taken you and what you were able to accomplish has lofted you into some areas that we have not had before from a national prominence with you making all three major American All American teams, and then the Tino Martinez Road. What did you think were some of the big differences between the RMAC and the MIAA?
That's kind of a tough question because, let's see, the RMAC, I thought, was a really huge hitting conference. For example, with teams in the RMAC, I think the middle of the orders of a lot of the teams would have three, four, maybe even five just big dudes who could really smash the ball around the yard. The thing I saw in the MIAA is that it was more of a speed and, like, bunt game. There's a lot of small ball being played. I mean, hit and run, anything you can think of. And then I think that the there was more stock put into, like, pitching strategy, I guess. I don't know. It just the pitching seemed to be a tad bit more planned out, I guess you could say, also.
Brian Weiss is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the UNK Loper, waiting to hear his name in the draft, which started last night with the first handful of rounds and continues today and tomorrow. Brian, tell me a little bit about the year that you had. We all know the statistics, but when folks think about all the road games that you had to play, going to the MIAA, seeing all these pitchers for the first time, could you imagine that this year and the numbers you put up were possible now looking back on it?
Well, that's kind of tough. I mean, I knew I could do, last year, you know, I had a good year also, so I knew I could do it, but, you know, this year, I mean, the 15 home runs and, like, 64 RBIs and all that, like, and I'm pretty sure I led the nation in slugging percentage or something. I don't know. I'm not too sure about that, but, I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, around some of but, you know, I always knew I had it in me. But, you know, even that being said, it's still pretty staggering to imagine that I just did that.
Well, it was one of the most outstanding seasons in UNK history. And, of course, to do it in the MIAA just puts a little star beside it as well. What do you think you got better at this year, Brian?
You know, I think I might – be completely honest, I think I got better with my two-strike approach. I think last year, I can't remember how many strikeouts, because I try not to pay attention to the strikeout stat.
Well, yeah, those are no fun. Those are no fun.
No, sir, not at all. But I do think that I got a little better in that respect, maybe laying on some pitches that were probably shouldn't swing at that I might have swung at last year or a couple of years ago, stuff like that. And then I think also I got to improve a little bit at first base. I got the opportunity to play there a little bit this year, and it's been my position my whole life. But for the past two or three years, I've been an outfielder, and I've been working real hard at the outfield. But then, you know, I got to go back to the position I've been playing for a long time, and finally got to improve on that a little bit too. So I think having the two or three years in the outfield and then having this year get some time at first base has really helped me for moving on to baseball.
Last minute here with Brian Weiss on the Doug and Daddy Show as he had a career year here at UNK. What are you hearing, Brian? I mean, when you get drafted, do they expect you to be a first baseman, an outfielder? Are those options open? What's your advisor hearing? What are the scouts that are working you out telling you?
Well, I, honestly, nobody has told me what position I'll play. I mean, I feel like I could do both at the professional level. And then I actually have been talking to my advisor pretty consistently throughout the past couple of days. And the predominant feeling is that I'll get taken on Saturday, which is, I think, they're doing 11 through 40 of the rounds on Saturday. But I actually just got off the phone with him a couple of minutes ago, and he said it's possible that I might get taken in the 5th through the 10th round now.
Cool. That would be what would be the dream scenario, Brian? Do you got a favorite team, or does it even matter? Everybody tells me it doesn't matter as long as you got a job, but is there a dream scenario for you?
Well, I've been a Texas Rangers fan all my life, but honestly, I just want to be put into the best situations where I can succeed, and to where I guess I can have the best chance at getting to the big club.
Well, I'll tell you, a great year that it was, Brian. Appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can do it again as you work your way up the Major League Baseball ladder. Congratulations on an outstanding season and all the accolades, and all we can say here from the UNK Loper family is keep it going, and thanks for making us proud.
Hey, no problem. It was my pleasure. I had a great time in Kearney, and hopefully I'll be back there in the off season to work out and stuff.
Good luck to you, buddy. I'll be in touch.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Weiss joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Again, his numbers 397, 17 doubles, 15 home runs, 64 RBIs. How many final? What was the final tally of games that you guys had?
45.
So that's it. It's not too bad in 45 games.
If people always ask me, what was Brian like? And if anybody's seen Bull Durham, he is Ebi Calvin LaLouche. He is. I mean that, and I mean that in the with love and sincerity in my heart.
Ebi made the majors.
He is the most flighty, out there young man I have ever coached. Some things that he would say to you, or things that he would talk to you about, would blow your mind as far as just how random and absurd they were.
That keeps him loose.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and to do the things that he did this season is truly amazing. You know, but I like we were kind of talking about during the break, you know, if you look at it, it's probably not even statistically one of the top 10 seasons that we've had from a player in the last 10 years. But it just goes to show you do that in the MIAA, and now the national attention comes and the scouts come. And so, you know, that, you know, people want to talk about, oh, the MIAA. Yeah, it was a big jump. And there's going to be a lot more guys taken it from the MIAA this year than we're probably used to seeing from an RMAC standpoint. But I think it just goes to show you how good the league is and what Brian was able to accomplish. And so hopefully he does get his name called sooner, much rather than later.
And by the way, the final Director's Cup standings come out. UNK 53rd out of the 300-plus Division II schools, but fourth in the MIAA. And when I saw that, you know what? I think you have to take that at the beginning of the year. First year in the MIAA, 15, 16 teams, depending on which sport it is, and to finish fourth, thought that was pretty solid.
I think that's just a testament to Mr. McBride and the entire athletic department to go into it and not have some great seasons that we're used to, but still fight and claw for each point in that Director's Cup and still make some run and do some things. And so I think us finishing fourth, I think people would be taken aback. Oh, wow. You know, because we did have some trials and tribulations in some sports, but, you know, we still did well in some other sports. And so it's a process, and everyone's just kind of got to, you know, keep fighting with us and keep clawing with us. And it's a different world, but it's not a world that we can't be successful in. And so, you know, I know I'm excited with the recruiting class that we bring in. And if you talk with Coach Morris, he's excited, and Coach Squires and Coach Law. I mean, everyone's got a level of excitement about where we're going. But there's a little apprehension as well as to, you know, change at the top and some of those things that we lack behind in some of those other sports. But I think it's amazing testament to just our entire athletic department and our university for us to get all the way up there to finish fourth.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break and switch it over to the Huskers, talk a little football recruiting on our TNL update. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Check out Midway's Facebook page and enter their Husker football season ticket giveaway. That's right. Midway has Husker season tickets. 8 home games this year. All you have to do is like them on Facebook. Go to thinkmidway.com. You'll get to do that. You can sign up. You can find all the great deals. They got the triple savings going on right now. And right now, starting today, this very day, we had Andy in yesterday telling us about it as he co-hosted with me. Pre-owned vehicles, 2.9% on their certified pre-owned vehicles at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Nobody does it better. Thinkmidway.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hey guys, need some oil? Every month, Napa has been bringing incredible savings to me and you. Well, June, they continue their streak of great deals. Head over to Napa today and pick up a quart of Mobil 1 synthetic oil. Just $5.99. That's a big deal for the world's leading synthetic. Seriously, $5.99 for the world's leading synthetic oil is such a big deal, it needs its own show. Head on over to Napa today. Save big at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/13.
Get Father's Day savings at the Home Depot on a Ryobi One Plus 18-volt lithium-ion drill and impact driver combo kit. Just $99. Save $50 while giving him a drill, an impact driver, two lithium-ion batteries, a charger, and case. Give Dad the gift of doing with a special buy on a Ryobi combo kit, just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Look for some sunshine to continue as we head through the day today with a high of 78. Winds will be shifting to the southeast late in the day to 5 to 10. Then an isolated chance for a shower storm develops late tonight with a low temperature around 58. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Friday, first Friday of June. Don't forget the New West All-Star Classics benefiting the Nebraska Kitty Association going on today. Volleyball action is up first on this Friday, and looking forward to seeing some great volleyball. We had it all season long, and now at 4 o'clock you'll have the Lou Platte take on the Southwest Conference. That'll be followed by the Fort Kearney and Twin Valley Conference, and the winners will play a championship game. Basketball gets going tomorrow at noon. Girls and boys, Southwest versus Lou Platte, and then girls and boys, FKC versus the Twin Valley. The Shrine Soccer Classic tomorrow. Many area athletes and coaches will be competing in that at Hastings. The girls at noon, the boys at 2:30, and of course the All-Star Wrestling Duel at Grand Island Senior High tomorrow at 1, followed by the Hall of Fame Banquet at Riverside Country Club at 5, and congratulations to all of those that will be competing. Also, congratulations to Kearney High graduate Katie Higgins, who's going to Notre Dame for volleyball. She was one of the 8 Believer and Achiever Scholarship winners. The NSAA and U.S. Bank had their awards banquet earlier this week. Perfect 4.0 at Kearney High and one of the 8 winners of that award. Plus, Nebraska now has 304 academic All-Americans. Nebraska wrestler Josh Einan, first team women's gymnastics. Emily Wong, second team. And the Huskers continue to blow away the competition in that field. Time now for our TNL Husker recruiting update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. You can find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Let's talk a little recruiting, and let's talk what's going on in Husker football land with Brian Munson of Big Red Report. Brian, how's it going?
I'm doing great. About yourself?
Well, we're all jacked up. The volleyball team's coming down there to take on your Longhorns in September. You got tickets for us?
Are you guys going to be in Dallas? You guys going to be in Austin?
I know. It's a little different, ain't it?
Well, if you're gonna be out in Jerry World out there in Irving, or excuse me, in Arlington now, I might be able to swing something over there. But if it's down in Austin, man, that's gonna be on you guys to figure that one out.
Well, I've been catching a lot of crap because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and there's not like one person in Nebraska apparently that even has anything good to say about Bill Callahan. Is it that big of a story down there?
It's pretty big. You know, Bill coming out and saying that he was calling the plays, and Garrett saying or being kind of mum on the deal, and it's pretty clear that Jerry's got his hands and he's meddling a little bit. You know, but that's what you get when you have an overactive owner, you know, a la Al Davis, you know, and it's one of the many complaints people have down here that are Dallas Cowboy believers, that they will not get back on top until Jerry is no longer the owner because he meddles. And he's very active. Let's just put it that way. But I think that Dallas is going to be all right. I think Callahan is actually going to a very good professional coach, and I think he's a very decent play caller. And they just need to beef up that offensive line, man. Your boys and Romo, you know, had a long season last year because that line is not very good.
Let's talk a little Huskers. Camp's going on. They're getting a look at all these kids that they've seen on film. And just where are we at right now? Big Red Weekend coming up. Nebraska coaches keeping pretty busy.
Absolutely. You know, this is a kickoff to the summer camps. You know, I think that, you know, based on our prior conversation and stuff like that, there are a few guys in the state, I think, that Nebraska is going to be very interested in taking a close look at. I think the first guy that Nebraska is going to want to take a look at here is Harrison Phillips. Phillips is a guy that I think feels a little slighted because he hasn't picked up that Nebraska offer, but, you know, he's well into double-digit offer totals. But when you start looking at who the offers are from, there's not really one besides Kansas State, which just kind of screams at you, well, it looks like he's qualified. I'm not, and I don't think that's necessarily fair to Harrison. I think Harrison's the kind of guy that you can potentially see in a number of positions, and it's going to be on the Nebraska staff to figure out where he is best suited to play and whether or not he fits into the class. From what I can kind of tell, it sounds like that Nebraska likes him as a defensive tackle. I personally kind of like him as a guy I think that could maybe play that center spot, maybe offensive guard. But I do think that he's athletic enough and big enough and strong enough to where he can play defensive tackle, just to see whether or not is he going to be that elite caliber kind of guy. And I think that he's going to probably camp very, very well. You know, another guy, Mick Stoltenberg out of Gretna, defensive end, and then, of course, Kenzo Cotton out of Omaha, tall, long, very fast cornerback that could actually be more of a free safety slash wide receiver slash athlete kind of guy. I think those are really the three guys that Nebraska fans need to pay attention to here over the next week or so to figure out if those guys come on with an offer or not.
Who are some of the – this is Damon Day here. Who are some of the other schools – you know, you mentioned Kansas State. Who are some other schools that are recruiting some Nebraska talent for those three?
Well, you obviously have the guys that are there in the state year after year after year. And you know, I'm talking about Ohio – I'm talking about South Dakota State, you know, North Dakota, you know, and I think that those are usually the hitters that are there time and time again trying to pull talent out. For Harrison Phillips, actually, he has a number of Ivy League schools that are very interested and have extended him scholarships. So he has a number of those you know, like the MAC schools, of course, one Big 12, but a number of Ivy League schools have been in Nebraska trying to recruit him. Kenzo Cotton, however, on the other hand, has that Kansas State offer, but he also has a Wisconsin offer to go along with it. So a little bit more credibility if you're looking at that. I think that he's going to be in a guy that I think is going to get an offer, mostly because Nebraska is looking for so much help there at that cornerback position with losing guys, you know, like Green and Evans and Baptiste and Cisse. They're all seniors this year, so it's going to be a position that's going to be depleted by graduation.
Talking with Brian Munson of Big Red Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Kids can make all kinds of unofficial visits, do whatever they want. When a recruit comes to campus on a non-game day, how different is that than when they do come on a game day? And what is there pluses, minuses? Can you take us through that a little bit?
Well, I think that actually that there are some pluses to it. So the official visit, of course, is going to be very scripted, depending on what time the game is. You know, you're going to get in maybe on a Friday night, you know, latest, probably like a Saturday morning, maybe come up to game time if it's an 11 o'clock game or something like that. Maybe you're a little bit late. But, of course, that game is a big part, I think, of Nebraska's selling point to recruits, you know, particularly those that just aren't familiar with Nebraska football and what Nebraska football has to offer, guys that don't understand the fan support that Nebraska has and what it's like, that atmosphere, and how Nebraska can sell that on game day. But also, you're going to be able to see, you know, you have a little bit more interaction. You have a chance to go in the locker rooms at halftime, maybe see the tunnel walk, see all those fans. But then, you know, usually on Saturday, it's not a great day to catch up with the players and catch up with the coaches because everybody's so keyed in on what's going to happen during that game. That's why I do like these junior days. You know, like we're talking about Big Red Weekend next weekend. This gives a great chance for a little bit more one-on-one time, a little bit more contact, talk with the coaches, get a chance to get behind the doors and sit down and review some stuff. Talk about how they see him in the offense or the defense. Talk about, you know, how they want to work with them, how the depth chart's kind of working out, what kind of you know, packages are looking to use a guy like that, you know, in. And I think that that's really one of the benefits to the unofficial visits that's not on a game weekend, is you get a little bit more personal contact. I think you get a little bit more attention, and I think those guys in Bigger the Weekend really saw that last year, and I think this is a great little concoction that Coach Ross Ells and Coach Boltolini have come up with to bring these players in for one last time before the summer really gets here.
When you look at this recruiting class, what are you mentioned some losing some depth at the cornerback position and in the secondary. What is the biggest holes that the Huskers need to fill with this recruiting class?
Well, I think you got to start in the secondary. I mean, there could be as many as, I want to say, three or four cornerbacks in the class. You know, obviously Nebraska already has one from down here in Texas, Grand Prairie South defensive back Jason Hall, who I think is going to get a first look at playing corner, you know, kind of a longer guy, kind of guy Nebraska likes. Reminds me a little bit of a Ciante Evans, more of a nickel type of player. But I think Nebraska, you know, I think that they're just looking for some younger talent and some numbers there at that position when it comes to just kind of shoring things up on the roster. I don't think linebacker is a huge need. I think that there are definitely some guys there that Nebraska likes. I think you're talking about one or two guys. Defensive line is pretty significant. I think that defensive end more so as far as like grabbing some young guys than defensive tackle. You know, you start talking about the guys like Peyton Newell, who will be in next weekend from Hiawatha, Kansas. Guy that's going to be really, really high on Nebraska's board about what he can come in there and do as far as playing the defensive tackle position. Then I think you look over on the offensive side of the football, and I think you start talking, obviously, about offensive line. Nebraska still is, you know, the position is getting stronger. They've got a lot more depth than what they've had there before in years past. And they're also also young, but I think that they're still trying to keep that pipeline building. And I still think you're looking for one quarterback. I think you're looking for a couple wide receivers. And I think that the funny thing is, you know, even after having a nice haul last year at running back, you're still looking for one guy there at running back. And I think tight end is important. I think that even though that they have a numbers thing in Nebraska right now, they don't have an elite thing. They're looking still for that one guy who can be a Tyler Reed type of player and can really do some different things at that position. And I think that that's one of the facets missing from the team.
Brian Munson with us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show and our TNL Husker recruiting update. Jeff and Carney says, how do the 11 a.m. kickoff times impact recruiting? Game day is the biggest recruiting tool we have, and the game is still on national TV. Of course, announced this morning that the UCLA game is at 11, which makes at least three 11 a.m. kickoffs in Lincoln.
It's a huge bummer. I mean, if you don't have a situation like, let's take, for example, a Dallas or a Houston area player that does not have a bye on that Friday night before, it makes it virtually impossible for that player to get there in time to really experience what's going on, you know, prior to kickoff. You're talking about guys now that are coming in middle of the first quarter, maybe even at halftime, that have to miss part of that experience. Now, I don't think that presents a lot of value for Nebraska. I think, obviously, you know, it's you're kind of picking your poison. Do you tell a recruit that it's probably better that they don't come for a weekend and risk them going ahead and rescheduling, going to another school and committing prior to coming back to Nebraska? it's one of those things there where it's like, look, if this is the only weekend I can get you, then I'm going to take it. But if there's another weekend that we can work out better on your calendar, because it's going to work out better than on ours, because we don't think we can get you here and get everything done that we won't need to get done in that time frame. It is really, really difficult for Nebraska, you know, based on flying into Omaha, coming in with the traffic. You know, if the player has to fly on Saturday morning, it makes it extremely difficult.
All right, buddy. We will let you get back to work, and we'll talk to you again here in a week or two. Brian, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care and keep enjoying that summer. Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com. You can check him out online. Monty firing off that Sam McEwen has a great World Herald article today on the challenges of those non-paid visits and recruiting schedules. So check things out with what's going on there as well. So great article, Sam, keeping up on that here on the Omaha World Herald. Check that website out as well. The Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Gino Bucola, TVG Network, when we come back.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney near Sunmark. For free shipping, call 338-1348. And in Grand Island near Gorman's. For free shipping, call 382-8663.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local Walmart.
Consider this a challenge. Buy any 2013 Victory motorcycle and give it 30 days. If it doesn't live up to its name, just bring it back. Introducing the best bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check them out at victorymotorcycles.com. Ride one and you'll own one. Applies only to 2013 models and certain finance programs. See dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs.
The Belmont Stakes.
Here at the wire, Drosselmeyer, who gets first dude in the shadow of the wire? Drosselmeyer, an upset winner. Rural on ice, stay thirsty and brilliant speed. It's a shocker in the Belmont. Rural on ice is the winner. Union Rags unleashing a final furious rally to win the Belmont Stakes.
This Saturday.
Coverage begins at 4 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Look for some sunshine to continue as we head through the day today with a high of 78. Winds will be shifting to the southeast late in the day to 5 to 10. Then an isolated chance for a shower storm develops late tonight with a low temperature around 58. Right now it's 68.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our Midtown Bar Cooler question. Which team will win the NBA Finals, the Spurs or the Heat? Well, 64% of you hate the Heat, so you took the Spurs, and 36% took the Heat. I'm still on the Heat.
What event are we talking about?
Which playoffs has been the most exciting thus far? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question, poll question of the day. The NBA or the NHL? Which playoffs have been the most exciting thus far, NBA or NHL? We had some real excitement early on in the NHL. But you know what? Right now, I'm going to say the NBA. a lot of the times the NHL playoffs over the last handful of years have been more exciting. I'm going with the NBA. We have had some battles. We've had some seven-game series. We've had the potential for upsets. We've had upsets. NHL always does have an upset or two. That's not necessarily the case in the NBA. Give us your thoughts on the Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can vote every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Legion baseball going on all over the place, including here at Kearney.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You can catch a game pretty much every night of the week, and that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. That's a very good thing that to see the boys of summer out there doing their thing. And I always like to watch the teams now rather than late June, early July before the state tournament because you can see some pretty tired, worn-out individuals. So get out there now and see them. That is definitely that time of year for high school baseball or summer league I don't even know what the heck you call it. Legion baseball.
Yeah, Legion baseball.
It's a great time to get out there and see them and do their thing.
78 of the 156 spots have been filled for the U.S. Senior Open, which will be at the Omaha Country Club next month. The deadline is here, and there's going to be a ton of ex-champions like Fred Funk, Bernhard Langer, Hale Irwin, Peter Jacobson, last year's winner Roger Chapman. How about Colin Montgomery, Tom Watson, Tom Kite, Fred Couples, Mark Calcavecchia will all be in Omaha for the U.S. Senior Open next month.
I would go to heckle Colin Montgomery.
I'm past that stage.
I'm not.
No, I'm past that stage.
I'm a juvenile when it comes to the athletes that I don't like LeBron James, Colin Montgomery, Sergio Garcia, world meta piece.
I am past the hating Colin. In fact, it's almost to the point where I'd like to actually see him win something.
Wow, full circle.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
You're a good man.
Once he became, maybe it's just because once he became a little bit more in tune with the media of the United States or non-European media, where you got to hear him a little bit more, and he matured and got older and been through this. Maybe that had something to do with it.
I want to see him get to the 72nd hole and hit a little chili dipper.
That's just not
a little hazel rocket.
That's not right.
I would love to see that one. Kind of like Sergio did on 17.
Let's go to the Belmont, the final race of the Triple Crown. You can hear it tomorrow afternoon here on ESPN Radio. And our buddy Gino Bucola of the TVG Network joins us again on this Friday. Doug Duda and Damon Day. How's it going, Gino?
Oh, doing excellent today, guys. How about yourself? I would throw Brett Favre on the top of that list of guys I don't like. He's always been one that just annoyed me, the retiring, the back and forth. He's a diva, too much for me.
I love it. All guests got to tell us who their worst athlete is.
It's just so great. You see where your allegiances and your alliances are. It's just, if you're wearing pinstripes, I hate you. I just got two words for you, Gino. Ox and Bo. I mean, I don't know who else had that ticket.
How about Oxbow that day? Let me say this. I have never been an Oxbow fan prior to the Kentucky Derby, any of the prep races that he raced in at Oaklawn Park, the Derby. And honestly, I'm not an Oxbow fan again in the Belmont. I think he's going to miss the board. I don't think he's going to finish in your top four. I think he took advantage, and when I say he, I think Gary Stevens took advantage of a group of riders that kind of got a little lazy. I mean, I think some of these horses and some of the jocks felt like they were just quick enough to kind of get to the lead. And when they all broke a little bit slowly and Gary Stevens saw that, he took one look around, he shoved his horse to the front. That was not the game plan with Oxbow. Dwayne Lucas had three horses in the race. He actually entered one horse specifically for the reason of being a rabbit. And that horse didn't get to the front. Gary Stevens did. So to me, I don't want to say the word fluke because that totally disrespects a horse and connections way too much. I just want to see, I want to make Oxbow prove it to me again. And if he does, then I'll absolutely step back and applaud him. But I want to make him prove it to me one more time.
Damon Day here, and as a baseball coach, I'm a weather meteorologist junkie. Weather forecast for this weekend does not look good. How will it affect the field?
80%+ chance. It's supposed to start raining some point today. I was just watching. It's not raining at all right now. It's supposed to start raining at some point today and then just continue to pour all throughout tomorrow. We saw almost similar circumstances in the Kentucky Derby. You know, it's really started to rain hard on Saturday in the later part of the card. We really hope that it stays as dry as possible for as long as possible because then everybody, so many horses have an excuse. We always wonder what if, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I hate that as a handicapper, as an analyst, as a gambler, because I just want everything to be on an even playing field. In my opinion, with the value in this race, is going to be Orb again. In my opinion, Orb was the best three-year-old going into the Kentucky Derby. I thought the fact that we got 5-1 on Kentucky Derby Day was ridiculous. I was expecting him to be around 5-2, 3-1 in the Derby. Now, of course, for history's sake, I would have loved to see him win a Triple Crown. But for gambling's sake, I didn't make one cent wager on the Preakness just because I loved Orb. I didn't want to bet him at 3-5. It really wasn't worth it for me. I thought that anyone in there could have finished second, third, and fourth. So I just stepped out of the race, watched the race with a rooting interest, and Orb lost. He looked like he never had a shot that day. He never looked comfortable. Spoke to some of the jockeys from out here in Southern California, Mike Smith, who was aboard Will Take Charge in the Preakness. Said there was a lot of horses there that just did not take to that racetrack. The horses in the middle and the back of the pack, they were spinning their wheels up and down. He said Orb was one of them who he knew. He said at the top of the first turn, he knew that Orb was done. He had no shot. And that's Mike Smith, the jockey of another horse, just seeing the action that Orb had that day. I'm willing to excuse that race over Preakness's racetrack because Orb had five unbelievable races coming in. And if we get 5-2 or 3-1, I think that's going to be good value on Orb, a horse who, having won the Preakness, would have been 1-5, 1-9 coming into the Belmont.
Gino Bucola, TVG Network. Remind me again, I thought they were closing a little bit on Orb in the Kentucky Derby with Revolutionary. I kind of like Revolutionary, to be honest, in this race.
Revolutionary, to me, the way that I'm going to play this race, if I can get Orb at 5-2 or 3-1, I'll make a nice solid win wager on Orb. But I think I'm going to hook up four horses in trifecta boxes and exacta boxes and then superfectas and hope for the best. Orb is going to be one of them, but Revolutionary was my second selection heading into the Derby, and he is excellent horse. I mean, you really have no knocks with Revolutionary. This is a horse who has never been worse than third in his 7 career starts. He was third in the Derby. He had a little bit of trouble. He also closed from 18th of 19 horses at one point in the Derby to finish third. Ran an excellent race. He's fresh. He took off the Preakness, while Orb, Oxbow, a few of these other horses raced in the Preakness, as well as the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks prior to that. Some of these horses had raced in the Peter Pan. So a completely fresh horse, having not raced in the 5 weeks now since the Kentucky Derby, is Revolutionary. This horse, I'm probably going to put co-second selection with another horse that I like, who's a new shooter, and that's Freedom Child. Freedom Child is kind of a wise guy horse. You're the buzz horse. Going into every Derby, Preakness, Belmont, there will be a horse throughout the week who people start to talk about. Oh, this horse is working very well at the racetrack. Oh, you know, if it rains a little bit, or if you start to say, if this happens, this horse, and that's the horse. Because if it rains, Freedom Child will plummet in odds. He will drastically drop down to, I think, one of the top choices in the race. He ran at Belmont a few weeks back in the Peter Pan. He won by 13 lengths going wire to wire in a sloppy racetrack. So he absolutely loves it. If it's going to be wet, there's any moisture at all, you're going to want to use Freedom Child. Probably using Freedom Child or Revolutionary. I even think that the filly has a shot. I think Unlimited Budget, who's going to be facing the boys, has a little bit of a shot. I don't know to win, but definitely to hit your tickets.
That's great, because that was my next question here, and I've got one on the email here. So you've answered my Unlimited Budget, who obviously ran in the Kentucky Oaks and not the Kentucky Derby. A couple of folks seem to think that if there's going to be a long shot, you always want to try, just like Golden Soul was. Can Golden Soul get there again? But they're starting to mention Incognito. What, you got any thoughts on Incognito, the 6?
Yeah, I'll give you some thoughts a little bit on all three of those horses. It would be really cool if Unlimited Budget got the win, because Rosina Provnik is aboard. So you have a filly on a filly in the Belmont. That would be real cool if they won together as a team. We remember just a few years back when Rags to Riches was a filly who won the Belmont. That was really impressive. And then we move on to Golden Soul. Golden Soul was really excellent in the Derby. This was the horse that I think ruined a lot of people's tickets and made a lot of people's days. Is finishing second at 34-1, one of the longer shots in the field. He paid out a huge exacta, huge trifectas and superfectas. My only problem with Golden Soul is you look up and down this field, and the body and the major contenders, Revolutionary's a three-time winner, Orp has his five victories, Oxbow's a three-time winner, Freedom Child has two victories, Overanalyze is a four-time winner, Unlimited Budget has four victories, and then you look to a horse like Golden Soul, who only has one victory. Golden Soul did finish second in the Derby and beat a lot of these other horses home, but horses they get very used to habit. They're animals of habit, and you would not believe how many times horses get content with being consistent, showing up, but settling for minor rewards. And I'm hoping that Golden Soul is not that kind of horse. I don't know if he is quite good enough to beat this field. Can he finish second, third, or fourth again at a nice price and spice up the exotics? Absolutely, 100%. But his one victory versus a pretty good group of horses who have multiple wins, that scares me a little bit. And then you spoke about Incognito. And Incognito is a horse who really hopes that it does not rain. Because heading into the Peter Pan, Incognito was a major player for Kieran McLaughlin. Kieran McLaughlin has won the Belmont previously. But Incognito just threw in a real clunker over a sloppy racetrack. So I think the connections are probably hoping that it does not rain for a horse like Incognito, because that was his career worst effort on an off track.
All right, James in Grand Island has that same question for you again, Gino. We got about 30 seconds. Do you have a home run on earlier on the card tomorrow?
Yeah, this is going to be, and it's going to be the toughest race of the day, too. The most deep, difficult handicapping race, and it starts the late pick four, Misdirection, for Mike Pipey and Jim Rome. Jungle Racing, Misdirection was your Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint winner. Probably going to be around 4-1 in a race where all seven of the horses are probably going to be 10-1 or under. That's going to be your best betting race all day long and probably the most contentious. That's going to be the Grade 1 Just a Game, which goes as race number 8. And tell James and all the boys, I miss them, and I look forward to seeing them again at Del Mar.
Hey, folks, don't forget to check them out at TVG.com as well. Gino, kicks
for you real quick, if we can.
Yeah.
If you bet using our mobile device, go to mobile, on your mobile phones, Droids, iPhones, just go to TVG.com. And if you bet the Belmont and your horse finishes second, we're going to refund your money. So I'll be in good shape because many times the horse that I play has come closing late or gets nailed on the wire. If you finish second, we will refund your money back. Go to TVG.com and check out all the details.
Gino, keep kicking ass, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it, guys. Best of luck.
He is the best, folks, and that's why he's got the job, because he was the best and continues to hit home runs. He loves Orb and TVG Network. That is Gino Bacola.
I am stunned as a novice horseman fan.
Mm-hmm.
The jargon.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Like, if someone who knew all those things that he was talking about, that was awesome. For the rest of us, he was speaking a complete, and I know each sport kind of has its own, but I love the jargon from different sport to different sport. And you were locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're taking notes on what's going on. I know that the listeners out there that are locked into horse racing, they knew every word he was saying. But because I love the jargon from sport to sport. That's like I enjoy listening to Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
Even though but he brings you that player perspective. He's talking about, you know, fronting guys and doing different things basketball jargon wise. So I thought that was the way you guys were communicating was like no one else was even. It was a very interesting interview.
Well, we love our horse racing, of course, with Fonner Park in the backyard here, and I really think that there's two ways to look at this. I mean, if you're going to go bet on this Belmont, and our buddy Jimmy Langan, who loves the horses as well and has been on Fridays, but he'll be here on Monday, this is one of those where you might have to use. It's a 14 horse field. You might have to use 9 of these horses, and then if you miss out on the long shot, then your ticket goes crashing down. This is where you might take three or four different groups and put them together. I'll be interested to see what he does and what some of the other prognosticators do this weekend. But I'm going to go with Revolutionary to win the Belmont Stakes. That is my pick, Revolutionary. He is the number 9 horse, 9-2, the second favorite on the morning line to win this race. I just don't think Orb is that dominant of a horse. He's a very, very good horse. And I agree with Gino. I loved Oxbow, but I don't think Oxbow has it in him to cover this mile and a 16th. And you can hear about it all tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show or here on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins at 4 and post time tomorrow just after 5 o'clock. So we'll be listening for that here on ESPN Radio. Folks, as we wrap it up, head you into the weekend. Don't forget to head to Troutman's Quality Meats right here on Highway 30 because they will be closed late today and Saturday because Kerry has a big weekend. He's got to walk his daughter down the aisle.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. Congratulations, Kerry, and congratulations to Kylie and Matt. Hope everything goes well. Hope it's a perfect weekend and many, many, many years of happiness. But slide into Troutman's today and get your dad the perfect Father's Day gift, whether it's a gift card or hand-cut steaks to your specification, seasoning, sauces, plus domestic and imported beers and wines, and, of course, fresh sausage each and every day, including the brats, State Fair brats, Polish dogs. They've got a great selection of summer sausage and snack sticks. Oh, chili cheese dogs. How about a rack of ribs? They got some spare ribs in there. Barbecue beans, pork baby back ribs. Oh, I can't handle it anymore. We got to get out of here because there's just way too much greatness to get over to Troutman's today and load up for the weekend and get you ready to grill it on out. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Don't dilly-dally today. They're taking off a little early this afternoon because they have the wedding of Kylie and Matt. So congratulations to Kerry and the entire Troutman family. And they're there for you 6 days a week, except tomorrow, because they got a wedding.
Good reason.
Damon, big weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a cool weekend. Me and Bubba got to do a little recruiting, so.
All right. Bring some kids in, would you?
Yeah, without a doubt, that's definitely the plan.
I want to thank Brian Weiss, the Loper. We can't wait to see where he's going to go, who he's going to get drafted by. I want to thank Gino Pucola of the TVG Network and Brian Munson of Big Red Report. Folks, get out, enjoy some of the All-Star contests, whether it's in Minden today and tomorrow, whether it's the All-Star Duel in Grand Island Saturday or the Shrine Soccer in Hastings Saturday. Make sure you enjoy it and keep it here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.